This is the Thirsty Thursday podcast, presented by Lumberland Co., home of the official Bat Mug. Featuring today's special guest, Jake Fishman.
Thanks for coming out today. I think the reason we wanted to have you on is strictly for you to share your experience with going from college to you played in the Cape League, you've now been drafted, and now you're in pro ball. Mm-hmm. Things have happened really quick. We'd love to jump into the story.
Yeah, it's kind of a long one, but
yeah.
So I started sharing high school, and when I was playing my senior year, I wanted to get recruited. I knew that. Reached out to a bunch of Division I schools, and they all were kind of just like, no, you're not really good enough. And at the time, I was only throwing like 79, 80, so that wasn't what was for me. So I ended up going to Union College, Division III. And absolutely loved it there.
Awesome.
So I think really that was the best thing that could have happened. I got the perfect mix of being a regular college student and baseball, and it was awesome. So I loved it there, and then put on a lot of weight, started to get better, and then got some attention. My freshman sophomore year, I played in the Futures League over the summer, which was always a blast.
Nice.
And then eventually made it to the Cape. That was one of my goals that
awesome.
I wanted to do. And then just like that, it was like a week, the draft happened.
Yeah.
Super hectic.
Yeah,
you have no idea. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the first 30 rounds went by really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally got a phone call
from
the Blue Jays, and
mm-hmm.
you know, they were just like, hey, we just picked you, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So were you prepared? This was your junior year, right?
Yeah.
So were you prepared as far as, like, what numbers made sense, like, academically, what you wanted to happen? Like,
yeah.
You said it all went really, really quick, but did you already have an idea of what you wanted to do if it happened?
Right, yeah. So I knew that I wanted them to cover school.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they offered to pay for the rest of school and then some. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so I was super happy about that.
Nice. Your major at school is what?
It's managerial economics.
Nice.
And then digital media minor.
Awesome. So what was important about them picking up school for you? What did you want? Why do you want to finish?
You know, just to finish, definitely get my degree.
Yeah.
You know, not as necessarily a backup plan, but just to have it and
awesome.
Accomplish that.
Are you using this off season to dive into any of that type of stuff that you're interested in once baseball's done?
Like school wise or just
School, like work, like are you doing anything outside right now training for baseball?
So right now I'm working for a baby food company.
Nice.
Yeah, they're called Nosh.
Nice.
Yeah, they're a startup. So I do marketing for them.
Nice.
Some graphic artwork, stuff like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You digging it?
Yeah, I like it. It's
awesome.
It's good for me because the hours are flexible.
Mm-hmm.
My boss, John, he's awesome. He's always like, hey, if you ever need to work from home, like
school.
Get your training in, then do your work. And so it's good to have that flexibility.
That's awesome. What, going back to your story, one of the things that stuck out to me is, you know, you're finishing up or you're transitioning, going from high school to college. most baseball, high school baseball players want to go to a Division I school just because, like, it's sexy, it's cool, people think it's where the best baseball players go in college, right? Mm-hmm. And so obviously you didn't go Division I. Once you had accepted going to Union, was that demoralizing? How did you mentally take accepting going Division III as opposed to, like, I know you said you expressed interest in Division I, so how did you handle that mentally?
Right. The initial, when, like, the Division I schools were just like, no, that was kind of like, damn, like, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, once I got to Union, I knew that it was a school that I would be happy at regardless of baseball.
Awesome.
So, you know, that's really what kept me happy.
Cool. What was it with Union that was a slam dunk as far as, like, baseball? And you said you enjoyed really just, like, the school itself, right?
Yeah.
So what was it?
My favorite part of Union, and what really stuck out to me is everybody is kind of on the same playing field.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter if you're on a sports team or, you know, you're involved in Greek life or whatever. Everybody's nice to each other, and it's all like one big community.
That's awesome. Where is Union?
Union's in Schenectady, New York.
Nice. So it's pretty cold up there.
Yeah,
right?
It sucks.
Nice. Where was your winter trips?
We went to Florida.
Nice. Yeah. Where?
We'd go... Ugh. Blanking on the name. But,
no problem.
Yeah.
Out of that... out of your experience, is there anything that you can share? So, stepping back, like, I don't know what your parents were as far as educated. I don't know if they played sports in college or they didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, you're transitioning from high school to college. There's a bunch of different things. You think about location, you think about academics, you also think about, like, is it a good fit baseball? Am I going to play? It seemed like you had some maturity that was there just in terms of, like, your own personal physical growth. You said you were smaller, you put on a lot of weight and stuff like that. What type of advice would you give somebody who would be in your shoes now that you can kind of step back and look at it from that view?
Right. So somebody who's in my shoes, I would say, you know, reach out to as many schools as you can if you wanted to play baseball, because you never know who's going to be interested, and do an overnight at the school, because before my overnights, Union was probably my last choice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then, you know, I went on my overnights.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it.
Wow.
Yeah, just because I didn't know enough.
Yeah.
You really get to know the school when you do an overnight with the baseball team.
Awesome.
And I realized the schools that I was interested in weren't for me. So I think that's just the most important thing to do.
Is that just from, like, a culture standpoint, or just, like, interacting with the people there? Or,
right,
like...
Yeah. You'll get to realize what the culture of the school is, how things work. Like, I visited Skidmore, which is, you know, 30 minutes from Union.
Okay.
Great business program, but when I went there, I noticed a big divide between the athletes and the non-athletes.
Wow, okay.
So that was something that deterred me from going there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, interesting. What was the... So can you take us through kind of your routine? You said you put on a lot of weight, so you went from 79 to 80 to, I don't know what your velocity is now, but I'm sure it's grown substantially.
Yeah.
What's the reason? What did you do?
That's a big question.
Nice.
Because I did a lot. So the two most important things I would say are, one, I put on weight and got stronger. Mm. And then the other thing is I seeked out people that were much more knowledgeable than I am.
Awesome.
So, you know, Cressy Sports Performance, all the coaches there are fantastic. They know exactly what they're doing. Mm. And then I went and I did the pitching mechanics side.
Yep.
So there's this organization called the National Pitching Organization, or Association, led by Tom House.
Nice.
So, you know, I went to them, got involved in their organization, and learned a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any cool stories? So obviously, so like, people that are putting on weight have to eat food. Is there any cool, like, stories of you, like, getting the getting hit with the epiphany of, like, you're not eating enough food, you need to be eating a lot more? Do you have any cool stories to tell us in terms of, like, eating?
I don't know if it's a cool story, yeah. But when I realized that I could actually put on weight, because I was one of those skinny guys, like, dude, it's so hard to put on weight.
Yeah.
Then I started eating as much as I can every meal, and then at the end of the day, I'd take down, like, a 1,000-calorie shake. I had, like, this protein, then this thing called Carbogain, and I was taking creatine, and I put 20 pounds on in a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I should probably slow down a little bit.
Nice.
But that was when I was like, wow, I can actually put on weight.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What changed biggest from, like, from a workout standpoint, like lifting weights or running, whatever you did from high school to college?
I mean, high school I lifted.
Yep.
I wouldn't say I knew exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. So after college, or after my freshman year, learned a lot from the strength coach there.
Awesome.
And then that summer I ended up at Cressy. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I ended up doing an internship at CSP.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was probably one of the best things that I could have ever done, because that's really where you learn and understand everything on the strength and conditioning side.
Awesome. Yeah. What was, did it help you being an intern there, as far as, like, did it change your perspective as, like, what you could do differently? So, like, you as an athlete, you're carrying a lot of stuff, but now when you're kind of teaching it, you're almost like you're regurgitating what you're saying. Did that help be like, that didn't make quite as much sense when I was doing it. Now that I'm teaching it, I know it way better.
Right. That's exactly how it was. And, you know, one of the things I did was I took all that stuff back to Union. And then that was just another form of reteaching myself everything.
Yep.
And just taking all the other teammates that I had through that stuff, helping them. And it gives you the full body control information, and you combine that with the pitching mechanics, and everything just starts to click and make sense.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you played two ways at Union, right?
Right.
So was your workout routine in season really important as far as, like, you maintaining strength? Because I'm sure, like, if you're pitching and playing a position, you're asked to do a lot throughout the weekend, throughout the week in general. So were you really particular about what you were doing as, like, an in-season routine?
Yeah. My in-season routine was, like, almost nothing.
Really?
Like, I'd roll out, I'd do my mobility.
That's awesome.
As far as strength training,
nice.
It was very minimal.
Awesome.
Just because I'd pitch game one,
yep.
I'd play the next three games in the weekend,
yep.
And then we'd have midweek games,
yep.
And my body just, you know, it wouldn't be able to handle much more than that.
Awesome. Was that something that you tested, like, when you were, were you two-way back freshman year too?
Yeah.
So did you try lifting during the season freshman year, and you were like, it doesn't work for me?
Yeah. I don't think I ever tried lifting.
Yep.
My body would just be so exhausted and so sore. I was just like, I need to listen to my body, and that's what they're saying.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was your greatest memory from your 3 years playing at Union?
That's a tough one. I mean, we won our league championship my freshman and junior year. I'd have to say the freshman year team was my favorite memory, because we weren't necessarily the best team, but we were like a family, so we were still able to come and play and win.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Are you still in touch with a lot of those guys that play on that team?
Yeah. Pretty much everybody.
Do you ever go back and work out there at all? Have you been there at all this, like, winter or this offseason?
Yeah, I make quite a few trips up there.
That's
and
awesome.
I spent a week, rejoined the team for a week, which was just...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so
awesome.
That was awesome to do.
Did you get to throw a lot of batters and stuff?
No. Nice. Maybe this weekend. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
As you look back in your baseball, like, career thus far, is the pinnacle being drafted? Like, was that, like, a dream come true for you? Is that, like, when you started all the way back to T-ball? Were you, like, that's the dream, getting drafted.
Yeah. I'd say when I was a kid, it was more of a dream than, like, this is something that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Once I hit college, I was like, you know, I have a possibility to get drafted, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to take, like, a few years, so I better get started now as a freshman. And then ever since then, I was like, this is what I want to do. I remember working a desk job, and after it, I was like, this isn't what I want to do. Like, I don't want to sit at a desk.
Yep.
And then ever since then, I was like, you know, this is, baseball is what I want to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the, if you had to put your finger on one thing, what was the most important thing that you would say that got you from freshman year or whatever you were, 79, 80, that, you know, right before college to being drafted? What was the one thing that you could say was a key contributor to you getting there?
Key contributor. So this is going to sound weird, but my sophomore year, I joined a fraternity. So, you know, the fraternity process is you go through the pledging. It's usually not fun, but I was going through it, and like probably 2 weeks in, I was like, I can't do this and baseball and keep up my schoolwork and just do everything. So I talked to, you know, the president of the frat at the time, and he was just like, you can do all these things and succeed. I believe in you. And then ever since then, I was just like, yeah, like, I can do all this. And then that's what I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a really cool story.
Yeah. So, kind of like how that translated is, you know, if I can spend all this time pledging at frat, doing stuff that, you know, maybe I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Why can't I just do that for baseball and, and spend, you know, all that time? So, and then that's what I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Where were you the day that you got drafted? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. I was in the Cape, but I was driving home. Our Cape game got canceled that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from rain.
Gotcha.
And then I was driving home, and then I, you know, I got the phone call. I was, like, keeping up with the picks, and then I got a phone call from the scout that drafted me. And then after that, it was just, like, an explosion. It was absurd. So many phone calls and so many text messages, and, you know, it was a lot.
That's awesome. What was, like, the, as far as, like, I'm sure your family was there for you throughout the entire process, like, back to where you started, whenever you started, whether it was 5, 6, T-ball, whatever. What was your reaction to, like, your mom and dad? Was it really cool? Did you hug them? What did you guys go out to eat after? What
So they were actually in the Cape as well.
Nice.
And then they came home that night. They wanted to watch me play. But then we both went home. We met up, and, you know, obviously we were just so happy. We couldn't really believe it. And then we went out to dinner to celebrate. And you know, that's kind of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool stuff. So you had a short season essentially in pro ball right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Started in June, when was it?
Yeah, June.
Awesome. How did your first go round in pro ball compare to what you had thought it would be?
That's funny. So, you know, I played in the Cape Cod League, and I was like, okay, this talent's pretty good, but I can survive. Came into pro ball, just got destroyed.
Did you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
I was like, okay, you know, it's probably going to be similar to the Cape. I should be fine. And then my first two outings just got absolutely rocked.
Really?
Yeah. So I had to kind of, like, step back and be like, okay, what do I need to do? How can we get these guys out? So I made some changes in my delivery, and that kind of made a big difference. when I came in, I was releasing the ball like too far back and not out in front, and then eventually got to releasing the ball out front, and then guys just started getting out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you just collaborate with like a coach, or was that something you figured out on your own? Or
yeah, it was, you know, bunch of coaches. They're always super helpful. You know, giving you stuff to work on.
Yep.
Because they've all been through it.
Yep.
So they know exactly what you need to do. Not everybody knows exactly how to get you there.
Yep.
But I think that's kind of what makes the difference between somebody that makes it all the way and somebody that doesn't, is they can take what the coach tells you you need to do and then eventually figure it out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. What was going into this off season, was there anything specific that you really wanted to accomplish from like a physical standpoint?
Definitely wanted to put on more weight.
Okay.
Just because I'm the type of guy that my velocity is definitely correlated to my weight.
Gotcha.
And just get stronger. Hmm. And those were, you know, really the two main goals.
And how are you feeling?
I feel great right now. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I ended summer with an elbow injury. Just got over tight. It was the longest season I've ever had, just going from Union, where, you know, I'd pitched the whole game and then play five other games in the week, to the Cape, to the, you know, to Florida. But now, you know, it feels good now, so I'm really excited.
That's awesome. I think one of the last things that'd be cool to touch on is there's a lot of people that are growing up watching people that in the baseball influencing community, like whether it's big leaguers, minor leaguers, college kids, high school kids, there's a lot of people at that young age that want to get to where you're at, to have the opportunity to be playing and getting paid to play. Is there one piece of advice that you think that would be relevant for them to keep in mind as they're going through this process?
I would say, you know, just keep working hard. Find some source of motivation. I think that's kind of what I was lacking up until college when I went through the frat process. That's kind of what gave me motivation to start working hard. So you just gotta find something, whatever it comes from, to really motivate you.
So your motivation is really just do it?
Yeah, just do it.
That's awesome. That's cool that it works.
Yeah.
What about, lastly, what would be like your advice to, so your parents didn't have a huge influence in baseball growing up, is that like, did they play or?
Both my parents are not very athletic.
Gotcha.
My dad stopped playing baseball, I think, when he was in like 6th or 7th grade. Mm-hmm. You know, they claim that the athleticism skips a generation.
That's awesome.
Both my grandparents were very athletic, so that's probably, you know, where it came from. But, you know, one of the biggest influences was actually my older brother.
Wow.
So he'd always let me play with him in the backyard when they were playing stickball with his friends, and they're 5 years older than me. So I'd be this little shrimp going up against these like 12 or 13 year olds.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ever since then, it's just like, I've been playing against competition that's bigger, stronger, faster than me my whole life. So that kind of just set the tone from the beginning.
Awesome. Cool. I think that sounds great. Thanks so much for taking the time to sit down and talk today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Awesome.